Good afternoon, fellow agitators, organizers, and educators. Thank you for coming today and helping to do the work that you're doing. The message, two of the points I want to make loud and clear, that DEC today is not the agency it was in 1970, 41 years ago, when it was created by its visionaries. DEC, every year since 1970, has had new statutory and regulatory obligations, responsibilities added. They haven't taken any away, but they have taken staff away. In December 2009, PEFNCON, which represents 1,800 professional scientific and technical staff at DEC, came out advocating a ban on moratorium on hydrofracking. The reasons we did so are enumerated better than I can articulate today and than I have time for on our webpage, pefncon.info. I urge you to take a look at that for more information. But there are two points that I want to make that are fairly critical. New York State still hasn't done a cost-benefit analysis to justify why hydrofracking would make good economic sense as well as environmental sense for the state of New York and its citizens and the natural resources that our agency exists to protect. Additionally, New York State, the legislature hasn't passed yet, but hopefully the assembly will this week pass regulations on regulating the backflow water that's taken out of these wells, and it's not regulated the way other hazardous waste is, and it should be. Secondly, they haven't passed legislation yet to regulate the water withdrawals, where they're going to get the water from the streams for anywhere from 100,000 to a million gallons per well per day. That has to be passed before we go forward with any hydrofracking. The last thing is that we're down by over 800 positions. A lot of that was due to early retirement incentives and hiring freezes. But this last December, after we had the highest participation rate in retirements, they decided to lay off another 140 people. And three of the major titles were geologist, chemist, and biologist. Three of the job titles that are going to be needed very, very importantly in regulating any hydrofracking. I did also want to mention that the legislature should revisit its extraction fee on the natural gas industry. The fee that was passed last year is a pittance of 3%. It's a fraction of what maybe they're getting in other states. And that fee should be raised higher so that there are revenue streams to help hire people back for DEC staff to do the job of regulating. And the last thing is the legislature should hold hearings and investigate the early leases that were given to some of these landowners that allow these natural gas extractors to come in. I think a lot of these early leaseholders were ripped off. Thank you. Go get it.